Today on Commuter Bible, Aaron's sons get a little loose with God's directives for worship, and God fires them. And I don't mean that figuratively. It's Leviticus chapters 10 through 13 and Proverbs 15 verses 1 through 17. This is Commuter Bible, the audio Bible podcast to match your weekly schedule. I'm your host, John Ross. As part of their covenant with the Lord, the Israelites were given regulations concerning what is considered clean or unclean. At times, this is a means of health and well-being. At other times, it serves as a distinction from surrounding nations. The term unclean doesn't necessarily mean those things are dirty, germ-infested, or immoral, though some of them certainly are. But these things are all ceremonially unclean. This is how Israel is to be set apart from other nations and given fully to the Lord. Leviticus, chapters 10 through 13. Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu, each took his own fire pan, put fire in it, placed incense on it, and presented unauthorized fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them to do. Then fire came from the Lord and consumed them, and they died before the Lord. Moses said to Aaron, "This is what the Lord has spoken. I will demonstrate my holiness to those who are near me, and I will reveal my glory before all the people." And Aaron remained silent. Moses summoned Mishael and Elzaphan, sons of Aaron's uncle Uzziel, and said to them, "Come here and carry your relatives away from the front of the sanctuary to a place outside the camp." So they came forward and carried them in their tunics outside the camp, as Moses had said. Then Moses said to Aaron and his sons Eleazar and Ithamar, "Do not let your hair hang loose, and do not tear your clothes, or else you will die, and the Lord will become angry with the whole community. However, your brothers, the whole house of Israel, may weep over the conflagration the Lord ignited. You must not go outside the entrance to the tent of meeting, or you will die. For the Lord's anointing oil is on you." So they did as Moses said. The Lord spoke to Aaron, "You and your sons are not to drink wine or beer when you enter the tent of meeting, or else you will die. This is a permanent statute throughout your generations. You must distinguish between the holy and the common, and the clean and the unclean, and teach the Israelites all the statutes that the Lord has given to them through Moses." Moses spoke to Aaron and his remaining sons, Eleazar and Ithamar, "Take the grain offering that is left over from the fire offerings to the Lord, and eat it prepared without yeast beside the altar, because it is especially holy. You must eat it in a holy place, because it is your portion and your sons from the fire of offerings to the Lord. For this is what I was commanded. But you and your sons and your daughters may eat the bread of the presentation offering and the thigh of the contribution in any ceremonially clean place, because these portions have been assigned to you and your children from the Israelites' fellowship sacrifices. They are to bring the thigh of the contribution and the breast of the presentation offering, together with the offerings of fat portions made by fire, to present as a presentation offering before the Lord. It will belong permanently to you and your children, as the Lord commanded." Then Moses inquired carefully about the male goat of the sin offering, but it had already been burned up. He was angry with Eleazar and Ithamar, Aaron's surviving sons, and asked, "Why didn't you eat the sin offering in the sanctuary area? For it is especially holy, and he has assigned it to you to take away the guilt of the community and make atonement for them before the Lord. Since its blood was not brought inside the sanctuary, you should have eaten it in the sanctuary area, as I commanded." But Aaron replied to Moses, See, today they presented their sin offering and their burnt offering before the Lord. Since these things have happened to me, if I had eaten the sin offering today, would it have been acceptable in the Lord's sight?" When Moses heard this, it was acceptable to him. The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, "Tell the Israelites, you may eat all these kinds of land animals. You may eat any animal with divided hooves and that chews the cud. But among the ones that chew the cud or have divided hooves, you are not to eat these. Camels, though they chew the cud, do not have divided hooves. They are unclean for you. Hyraxes, though they chew the cud, do not have hooves. They are unclean for you. Hares, though they chew the cud, do not have hooves. They are unclean for you. Pigs, though they have divided hooves, do not chew the cud. They are unclean for you. Do not eat any of their meat or touch their carcasses. They are unclean for you. This is what you may eat from all that is in the water. You may eat everything in the water that has fins and scales, whether in the seas or streams. But these are to be abhorrent to you. Everything in the seas or streams that does not have fins and scales, among all the swarming things and other living creatures in the water. They are to remain abhorrent to you. You must not eat any of their meat, and you must abhor their carcasses. Everything in the water that does not have fins and scales will be abhorrent to you. You are to abhor these birds. They must not be eaten because they are abhorrent. Eagles, bearded vultures, Egyptian vultures, kites, any kind of falcon, every kind of raven, ostriches, short-eared owls, gulls, any kind of hawk, little owls, cormorants, long-eared owls, barn owls, eagle owls, ospreys, storks, any kind of heron, hoopoes, and bats. All winged insects that walk on all fours are to be abhorrent to you. But you may eat these kinds of all the winged insects that walk on all fours, those that have jointed legs above their feet for hopping on the ground. You may eat these. Any kind of locust, katydid, cricket, and grasshopper. All other winged insects that have 4 feet are to be abhorrent to you. These will make you unclean. Whoever touches their carcasses will be unclean until evening, and whoever carries any of their carcasses is to wash his clothes and will be unclean until evening. All animals that have hooves but do not have a divided hoof and do not chew the cud are unclean for you. Whoever touches them becomes unclean. All the four-footed animals that walk on their paws are unclean for you. Whoever touches their carcasses will be unclean until evening. And anyone who carries their carcasses is to wash his clothes and will be unclean until evening. They are unclean for you. These creatures that swarm on the ground are unclean for you. Weasels, mice, any kind of large lizard, geckos, monitor lizards, common lizards, skinks, and chameleons. These are unclean for you among all the swarming creatures. Whoever touches them when they are dead will be unclean until evening. When any one of them dies and falls on anything, it becomes unclean. Any item of wood, clothing, leather, sackcloth, or any implement used for work, it is to be rinsed with water and will remain unclean until evening. Then it will be clean. If any of them falls into any clay pot, everything in it will become unclean. You are to break it. Any edible food coming into contact with that unclean water will become unclean. And any drinkable liquid in any container will become unclean. Anything one of their carcasses falls on will become unclean. If it is an oven or stove, it is to be smashed. It is unclean and will remain unclean for you. A spring or cistern containing water will remain clean, but someone who touches a carcass in it will become unclean. If one of their carcasses falls on any seed that is to be sown, it is clean. But if water has been put on the seed and one of their carcasses falls on it, it is unclean for you. If one of the animals that you use for food dies, anyone who touches its carcass will be unclean until evening. Anyone who eats some of its carcass is to wash his clothes and will be unclean until evening. Anyone who carries its carcass must wash his clothes and will be unclean until evening. All the creatures that swarm on the earth are abhorrent. They must not be eaten. Do not eat any of the creatures that swarm on the earth, anything that moves on its belly or walks on all fours or on many feet, for they are abhorrent. Do not become contaminated by any creature that swarms. Do not become unclean or defiled by them. For I am the Lord your God. So you must consecrate yourselves and be holy because I am holy. Do not defile yourselves by any swarming creature that crawls on the ground. For I am the Lord who brought you up from the land of Egypt to be your God. So you must be holy because I am holy. This is the law concerning animals, birds, all living creatures that move in the water, and all creatures that swarm on the ground, in order to distinguish between the unclean and the clean, between the animals that may be eaten and those that may not be eaten. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Tell the Israelites, when a woman becomes pregnant and gives birth to a male child, she will be unclean 7 days, as she is during the days of her menstrual impurity. The flesh of his foreskin must be circumcised on the 8th day. She will continue in purification from her bleeding for 33 days. She must not touch any holy thing or go into the sanctuary until completing her days of purification. But if she gives birth to a female child, she will be unclean for 2 weeks, as she is during her menstrual impurity. She will continue in purification from her bleeding for 66 days. When her days of purification are complete, whether for a son or daughter, she is to bring to the priest at the entrance to the tent of meeting a year-old male lamb for a burnt offering, and a young pigeon or turtle dove for a sin offering. He will present them before the Lord and make atonement on her behalf. She will be clean from her discharge of blood. This is the law for a woman giving birth, whether to a male or female. But if she doesn't have sufficient means for a sheep, she may take 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, one for a burnt offering and the other for a sin offering. Then the priest will make atonement on her behalf, and she will be clean." The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron. "When a person has a swelling, scab, or spot on the skin of his body, and it may be a serious disease on the skin of his body, he is to be brought to the priest, Aaron, or to one of his sons, the priests. The priest will examine the sore on the skin of his body. If the hair in the sore has turned white and the sore appears to be deeper than the skin of his body, it is, in fact, a serious skin disease. After the priest examines him, he must pronounce him unclean. But if the spot on the skin of his body is white and does not appear to be deeper than the skin, and the hair in it has not turned white, the priest will quarantine the stricken person for 7 days. The priest will then re-examine him on the 7th day. If he sees that the sore remains unchanged and has not spread on the skin, the priest will quarantine him for another 7 days. The priest will examine him again on the 7th day. If the sore has faded and has not spread on the skin, the priest is to pronounce him clean. It is a scab. The person is to wash his clothes and will become clean. But if the scab spreads further on his skin, after he has presented himself to the priest for his cleansing, he is to present himself again to the priest. The priest will examine him, and if the scab has spread on the skin, then the priest must pronounce him unclean. He has a serious skin disease. When a case of serious skin disease may have developed on a person, he is to be brought to the priest. The priest will examine him. If there is a white swelling on the skin that has turned the hair white, and there is a patch of raw flesh in the swelling, it is a chronic, serious disease on the skin of his body, and the priest must pronounce him unclean. He need not quarantine him, for he is unclean. But if the skin disease breaks out all over the skin, so that it covers all the skin of the stricken person from his head to his feet, so far as the priest can see, the priest will look. And if the skin disease has covered his entire body, he is to pronounce the stricken person clean. Since he has turned totally white, he is clean. But whenever raw flesh appears on him, he will be unclean. When the priest examines the raw flesh, he must pronounce him unclean. Raw flesh is unclean. This is a serious skin disease. But if the raw flesh changes and turns white, he is to go to the priest. The priest will examine him, and if the sore has turned white, the priest must pronounce the stricken person clean. He is clean. When a boil appears on the skin of someone's body and it heals, and a white swelling or a reddish-white spot develops where the boil was, the person is to present himself to the priest. The priest will make an examination, and if the spot seems to be beneath the skin and the hair in it has turned white, the priest must pronounce him unclean. It is a case of serious skin disease that has broken out in the boil. But when the priest examines it, if there is no white hair in it, and it is not beneath the skin but is faded, the priest will quarantine him 7 days. If it spreads further on the skin, the priest must pronounce him unclean. It is, in fact, a disease. But if the spot remains where it is and does not spread, it is only the scar from the boil. The priest is to pronounce him clean. When there is a burn on the skin of one's body produced by fire, and the patch made raw by the burn becomes reddish-white or white, the priest is to examine it. If the hair in the spot has turned white, and the spot appears to be deeper than the skin, it is a serious skin disease that has broken out in the burn. The priest must pronounce him unclean. It is a serious skin disease. But when the priest examines it, if there is no white hair in the spot, and it is not beneath the skin but is faded, the priest will quarantine him 7 days. The priest will re-examine him on the 7th day. If it has spread further on the skin, the priest must pronounce him unclean. It is, in fact, a case of serious skin disease. But if the spot has remained where it was and has not spread on the skin but is faded, it is the swelling from the burn. The priest is to pronounce him clean, for it is only the scar from the burn. When a man or woman has a condition on the head or chin, the priest is to examine the condition. If it appears to be deeper than the skin, and the hair in it is yellow and sparse, the priest must pronounce the person unclean. It is a scaly outbreak, a serious skin disease of the head or chin. When the priest examines the scaly condition, if it does not appear to be deeper than the skin and there is no black hair in it, the priest will quarantine the person with the scaly condition for 7 days. The priest will re-examine the condition on the 7th day. If the scaly outbreak has not spread and there is no yellow hair in it and it does not appear to be deeper than the skin, the person is to shave himself, but not shave the scaly area. Then the priest will quarantine the person who has the scaly outbreak for another 7 days. The priest will examine the scaly outbreak on the seventh day, and if it has not spread on the skin and does not appear to be deeper than the skin, the priest is to pronounce the person clean. He is to wash his clothes, and he will be clean. But if the scaly outbreak spreads further on the skin after his cleansing, the priest is to examine the person. If the scaly outbreak has spread on the skin, the priest does not need to look for yellow hair. The person is unclean. But if, as far as he can see, the scaly outbreak remains unchanged and black hair has grown in it, then it is healed. He is clean. The priest is to pronounce the person clean. When a man or a woman has white spots on the skin of the body, the priest is to make an examination. If the spots on the skin of the body are dull white, it is only a rash that has broken out on the skin. The person is clean. If a man loses the hair of his head, he is bald, but he is clean. Or if he loses the hair at his hairline, he is bald on his forehead, but he is clean. But if there is a reddish-white condition on the bald spot or forehead, it is a serious skin disease breaking out on his head or forehead. The priest is to examine him. And if the swelling of the condition on his bald head or forehead is reddish-white, like the appearance of a serious skin disease on his body, the man is afflicted with a serious skin disease. He is unclean. The priest must pronounce him unclean. The infection is on his head. The person who has a case of serious skin disease is to have his clothes torn and his hair hanging loose, and he must cover his mouth and cry out, "Unclean! Unclean!" He will remain unclean as long as he has the disease. He is unclean. He must live alone in a place outside the camp. If a fabric is contaminated with mildew, in wool or linen fabric, in the warp or weft of linen or wool, or in leather or anything made of leather, and if the contamination is green or red in the fabric, the leather, the warp, the weft, or any leather article, it is a mildew contamination and is to be shown to the priest. The priest is to examine the contamination and quarantine the contaminated fabric for 7 days. The priest is to re-examine the contamination on the seventh day. If it has spread in the fabric, the warp, the weft, or the leather, regardless of how it is used, the contamination is harmful mildew. It is unclean. He is to burn the fabric, the warp or weft in wool or linen, or any leather article which is contaminated. Since it is harmful mildew, it must be burned. When the priest examines it, if the contamination has not spread in the fabric, the warp or weft, or any leather article, the priest is to order whatever is contaminated to be washed and quarantined for another 7 days. After it has been washed, the priest is to re-examine the contamination. If the appearance of the contaminated article has not changed, it is unclean. Even though the contamination has not spread, you must burn the fabric. It is a fungus on the front or back of the fabric. If the priest examines it, and the contamination has faded after it has been washed, he is to cut the contaminated section out of the fabric, the leather, or the warp or weft. But if it reappears in the fabric, the warp or weft, or any leather article, it has broken out again. You must burn whatever is contaminated. But if the contamination disappears from the fabric, the warp or weft, or any leather article, which have been washed, it is to be washed again, and it will be clean. This is the law concerning a mildew contamination in wool or linen fabric, warp or weft, or any leather article, in order to pronounce it clean or unclean. Proverbs chapter 15, verses 1 through 17. A gentle answer turns away anger, but a harsh word stirs up wrath. The tongue of the wise makes knowledge attractive, but the mouth of fools blurts out foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, observing the wicked and the good. The tongue that heals is a tree of life, but a devious tongue breaks the spirit. A fool despises his father's discipline, but a person who accepts correction is sensible. The house of the righteous has great wealth, but trouble accompanies the income of the wicked. The lips of the wise broadcast knowledge, but not so the heart of fools. The sacrifice of the wicked is detestable to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. The Lord detests the way of the wicked, but he loves the one who pursues righteousness. Discipline is harsh for the one who leaves the path. The one who hates correction will die. Sheol and Abaddon lie open before the Lord. How much more human hearts? A mocker doesn't love one who corrects him. He will not consult the wise. A joyful heart makes a face cheerful, but a sad heart produces a broken spirit. A discerning mind seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness. All the days of the oppressed are miserable, but a cheerful heart has a continual feast. Better a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure with turmoil. Better a meal of vegetables where there is love than a fattened ox with hatred. Call it a hunch, call it a feeling, call it podcast analytics. I know there are a bunch of you fine folks who like this show, but have not yet reviewed it. So would you do me a favor and just review the show with stars and words and such? It bumps the show up higher in search criteria and in rankings, which ultimately means that more people are going to find the show. So if you like Commuter Bible and want others to know about it, write a review in your podcast app for me. Really appreciate it. Today's episode was narrated and orchestrated by me, John Ross, and co-produced by Eric Williamson. Thanks for listening, and remember, happy is the one whose delight is in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it day and night.